Up next on the program, we're joined in studio by Deborah Violet, who is here from, is it Free Me or Free Maine from lung cancer?
It's Free Me.
All right, Free Me from lung cancer. Made possible, by the way, we should say this right up front, here because of our mutual friend, Joe Baldacci.
Yes.
And if you're a friend of Joe's, you're certainly a friend of ours.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Joe is a really awesome person.
He
His
sure
whole
is.
Family is.
They are. I've known them since, I don't know, not long after I could walk, I think. So.
And Brother John was the best boss I've had when I was working for the state.
Oh, he's great. No, they're all great, the whole family there. Let's first of all talk about your organization and what you do, because you're really doing some wonderful works for people around the state of Maine.
Well, thank you. So we're the only nonprofit that's based in Maine that's dedicated solely to raising money for lung cancer research, helping high-risk uninsured patients get access to early lung cancer screening, and single-family low-income homeowners get access to radon air abatement systems. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. And we were able to help someone in this area last June get access to a radon system.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and the other thing that you've been doing, which is great, you've helped, make sure I get the number right here, 23 high-risk uninsured patients get access to low-dose CT scans.
Yes, that is the best screening that we have today, is a low-dose CT scan. Hopefully, we'll get something a little less invasive as research goes on, but that's what we have now. And out of the 23, half had to go on to be either monitored, or two of them had to go in and be staged because they found something that needed to be addressed. So those half people can get, you know, treatment, you know, early. And that's what this is all about, is, you know, saving lives through early lung cancer screening.
Well, and we're seeing an increase. We've been seeing an increase for a number of years now in lung cancer, lung difficulties, breathing and respiratory issues as a whole, for all kinds of environmental issues and more. And I think there's a misperception out there among a lot of people that only smokers get lung cancer, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Absolutely. If you have lungs and you're breathing, you can get lung cancer. Earlier this year, I lost my best friend to a six-month battle with a disease. She was 77, and it was diagnosed late. And she wasn't at the top of anybody's radar. And then 1 month from the date she passed, a former social media director lost a six-year battle to lung cancer. He was 28.
Wow.
So lung cancer doesn't discriminate. Social, economic, male, female, young, old. If you've got lungs, you can get lung cancer.
Research is so important in this field, certainly, and you've also been able to fund some very important research grants.
Yes, we funded our first $100,000 research grant last year, and we teamed up with the International Association for the Study of Lung Cancer, which is a world organization, and they matched our funds. And it's an early lung cancer screening. I was in D.C. last week and to a National Cancer Institute conference. And much to my surprise, the researcher that was the benefactor gave a 15-minute presentation, and it looks amazing. I can't go into detail because it's not published. But the research is great, money well invested, and I can't wait until World Lung Cancer in Spain to see, you know, the full scope of it.
Deborah Violet in studio with us from Free Me from Lung Cancer. I went through about a year and a half ago selling a house, buying one, and part of doing that was that I had to get the radon testing in our home, and I'm no geologist, but what I learned from that experience is radon is pretty prevalent. Something about the way we are and the geology of Maine makes it much more common than I would have imagined.
Yes, the Environmental Protection Agency says that one in three homes has radon high enough to warrant mitigation, whether it's in your air or if you have a well, it can be in your well water. And every state in the nation has radon. And radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. And everybody, you know, when somebody's diagnosed with lung cancer, the first thing they say, did you smoke? They don't say, oh, wow, you must have had a whole heap of radon in your home. But having radon in your home with a 4 picocurie per liter. Don't ask me what that is. But that is the limit. If it's 4 or over, the EPA wants you to mitigate. Right. And if you don't, it's like smoking 8 cigarettes a day or having 200 x-rays a year. And, you know, the radiation from the x-rays can cause, you know, lung cancer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're breathing in those radon gases. It's odorless, tasteless. You can cook with it. The trouble is when you open up your faucet, the radon comes out of the water. Or if it's just in your ear, it's coming up from your basement.
And I remember asking, can I just open my basement windows? And they laughed at me and said, no, you silly man. We need to put these systems in. And that's why the work you're doing is so very important. You're working with 6 contractors, and they've made a wonderful pledge.
Right. Yes, I have 6 contractors that have pledged to install 1 system labor-free and another company to provide the materials for them to install. So I was very happy to be working with them to help me with this program. And how this program came about, one of our board members lost his battle to a 4-year struggle with lung cancer. And he had a genetic mutation, which caused his lung cancer. And people donated in lieu of flowers because that's what he wanted. So we had, a little bit of money. And I went to the board and I said, Norman was always... the type of person was always looking to make things better for those less fortunate. He started the Walk to End Hunger at the Maine State Credit Union.
Oh, wonderful.
So they voted, yes, absolutely, let's do that. Let's start a radon program in Norm's name. So I called his wife, Shirley, and before I could get it out, she said, absolutely, you do it. So it's the Norman DeBrell Radon Air Abatement Grant Program. It's a little long, but, you know, we wanted to do something to honor his work and keep his memory here.
Well, we got a couple of great events that are coming up in the fall that are going to help raise money and awareness for the cause as well. Let's talk about what's happening on October 18th, where you've got a live auction dinner.
Yeah, actually, it's October 19th, Saturday, October 19th. I've got a live auction dinner. The theme this year is Asian, A Night on the Orient.
Very nice.
And we've got Japanese, we've got Thai, we've got Mongolian and Chinese food that we're going to have. And we're going to have, you know, sake to buy at the bar because that's the drink. We have 28 tables. We're looking for people to purchase tables. A table is $300 and you get 8 seats to bring in for, you know, your guests. I've got almost $40,000 worth of auction items, including a bear hunt. And if you don't mind, Moe's Barbecue here and Charles Inn, Acadia Mountain Guide Climbing School, Coles Transportation, Kobe Ninja House, McLaughlin Seafood have been donating items for our event for the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wonderful.
And then we've got a night stay at Blue Nose Inn and a private tour at Jackson Lab. Those are some of the things. And then, of course, we've got the bear hunt. And we've got some getaways in the Caribbean, all-inclusive. You have to buy your flight.
Very nice. And then coming up just a couple of weeks later on November 3rd, you're doing a 5K event.
Yes, it's a timed run, walk, and children's fun run. And we're looking for sponsors to support the 5K and runners. If there's any runners up here, please register. If you register this week, we will give you a free t-shirt, event t-shirt. All you have to do is just contact me. I'll send out the registration form, send it back with $25, and I'll see that you get a t-shirt.
Excellent. So what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
Yep. They can call me at area code 207-215-9035, or they can go to the website at www.freemefromlungcancer.org.
Excellent. Well, you're doing wonderful work. We appreciate you making the drive up here in the rain this afternoon to tell us about it.
I will go to any ends to promote this organization. I'm very passionate about this, and there's no one here that receives a salary. This is all volunteer work, and I'm very happy at the way the foundation is growing. In March, I signed another grant for $100,000 with International Association for the Study of Lung Cancer. So we've got two grants going out there.
And the other thing that's so great is that we know times are tough for a lot of people, and families have to make some difficult decisions. And, you know, you want to get nutritious food on the table, but you got to pay the rent or pay for the house or pay for heating oil. And something like radon abatement might take a back seat to that. So the fact that you're able to provide some assistance is so important.
Right. And a radon air system costs anywhere between $800 and $1,500. It could go a little over that, but that's in rare cases. And if you're struggling just putting food on the table or medication or choosing between heat and food or medication, and then somebody comes along and tests your home and finds that you've got radon that needs to be abated, that, you know, may never get done for them.
And if people want to just help out along the way or perhaps donate more auction items, is that possible too?
Yep, they can donate auction items, donate, you know, financially to the foundation so that we can continue the work. We have just the auction and 5K, and those are the only two events that we do to support our programs.
Well, we appreciate you making it up here. Continue the great work. We thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Deborah Violet, Free Me from Lung Cancer here on Downtown.